I'm Dan Clough's dad. Illinois officials are finalizing guidelines for schools reopening this fall. However, each district will have some flexibility when it comes to students being allowed back into classrooms. State Superintendent Carmen Ayala says a cookie-cutter approach won't work with more than 850 districts across the state.
As much as we have tried to provide some common things, it still will remain the district's ability, given their community context, to make the best reopening plan to meet the needs of the community and children that they serve.
It's clear the final document to be released this month will require students and staff to wear masks at all times, including on buses. It will also encourage social distancing as much as possible, along with a cleaning regimen. In other news, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is calling for a shift in financial priorities when it comes to holding police accountable in Illinois. She said the conversation about defunding the police should be focused on making Black communities healthier and safer instead of over-policing them.
If having so many police in the community has not addressed this issue, have not made these communities safer, then what else can happen to make sure that the community is built back up, that the community has access to the resources that it needs? So the conversation has to be much more comprehensive about what safety means and how communities feel safe.
Stratton said investing in grocery stores, small businesses, access to health care, and mental health services can make communities safer. She made her comments on the 21st show. Illinoisans struggling to pay mortgages and rent will have access to $900 million in grants. State officials say $150 million will be available for emergency rental assistance beginning in August. The same amount will be available for mortgage assistance. Governor J.B. Pritzker said nearly one in three adults missed last month's rent or are worried about their ability to pay next month's rent. The governor also announced his administration will begin distributing the first $60 million installment of business interruption grants next month. And activists are pushing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the city council to create an elected board with the authority to investigate and fire police officers. A couple hundred demonstrators gathered outside City Hall Wednesday calling for the mayor to support a civilian police accountability commission. I'm Dan Clefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The Jackson County Health Department is hiring contact tracing teams to slow the spread of COVID-19. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Jackson County has seen more than 300 cases of COVID-19 and 31 are still active. In the next 2 to 3 weeks, the health department will hire more than a dozen new employees to form a contact tracing team. That team will provide education to those who are exposed in an effort to minimize chances of transmission to others and slow the outbreak. Jackson County Health Department Administrator Bart Haxton says the positions will require some specific qualities.
A lot of this work is going to be done over the phone, and so they need to be able to have difficult conversations with people, coax information out of them, and be able to develop a rapport with those clients that we're serving.
Funding for the position is provided through federal grants.
Illinois is wanting to hire 4,000 contact tracers to work with health departments across the state. Researchers at the U of I Urbana campus have created a COVID-19 test. The test is saliva-based, and university officials say they have the capacity to test up to 10,000 people per day. University officials say they also plan to use a university app to limit potential outbreaks to the virus on campus. Professor William Sullivan says students and staff will be encouraged to download the app that alerts them if they come into contact with an infected person.
How we do this is we identify how long and how close you are to other phones as a way to measure the duration of your contacts and the extent to which you've had exposure to other folks.
They'll be making a formal announcement about returning to campus this fall. Good morning.